I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. People around the world are experiencing sleep problems because of the extra stress and anxiety right now. To talk about how to restore good sleep routines as we continue to move through the COVID-19 pandemic is Dr. Andrea Rin. She's a physician in the Department of Pulmonary Critical Care and Sleep Medicine at MUSC. Dr. Rin, why is a good night's sleep especially important for kids and adults during stressful times?
The list is becoming longer and longer as we learn more about sleep and its functions. There is increasing evidence that getting a good night's sleep is important for immune function. We also know that if you get a good night's rest, you're better able to deal with stress. Poor sleep has been linked to weight gain, decreased concentration, and decreased productivity. It's also been linked to reduced athletic performance, depression, cardiac disease, and the list goes on.
Well, let's talk first about some practical tips to help us actually fall asleep.
There's several things that I recommend to help you get into that routine. One is a hot bath. Some people do well with reading before bedtime, making sure that the house is quiet and dark. We always recommend that you reduce your use of electronics at or around bedtime, and that includes limiting TV watching, computer use, and screen time on our telephones.
And what about actual relaxation techniques that we might try to help us get ready for sleep time?
Some of the most popular relaxation techniques include progressive relaxation and imagery therapy. We use this sometimes in our practice. Progressive relaxation involves tightening muscles and relaxing them, and imagery therapy involves mental imagery where you imagine a relaxing theme. It's almost like you're daydreaming right before bedtime.
And I'm sure the other problem that is happening quite commonly now is people are waking up in the middle of the night and then they just can't get back to sleep. What do we do in that scenario?
We generally recommend that if you have recurrent problems sleeping, that if you awaken in the night, that you leave your bedroom, you go to another part of the house that's quiet and dark, and perform some sort of relaxing activity. Many times people will practice those relaxation tips, meditate or pray. It's really person dependent, what they decide to do. When you feel tired, we recommend that you return to your bedroom and attempt to sleep. And if for some reason you're unable to sleep in that setting, you return to that quiet, dark space. And this technique really helps with that conditioned response to not sleeping. We're trying to reset your association between your bedroom and sleep.
But we're not checking our phone, getting on the computer, or watching TV. Those kinds of electronic things would get us all revved up in the middle of the night.
Exactly. It's almost more important what you don't do. Television, computers, and phone, all of those things can be very disruptive for sleep.
Dr. Rin, thanks for providing information about healthy sleep routines during stressful times.
Thank you for having me.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.